Well, I want to catch up on a couple of things because the big conversation at one point was 40,000 ventilators were going to be needed in New York. That's apparently not going to be the case at all. It appears to be flattening, does New York. The number of deaths peaking on Saturday at 630. Now, across the country, Thursday might be the peak day. Thursday might be the peak day in New York as well. Now, I want to go back to the models that first said that the peak in the virus could come the first week of April to mid-April. Because it looks like that may, in fact, be possible as we sort through all of this. And I say that because across the country, the numbers have flattened over the last 5 or 6 days as far as the number of people dying. In New York, the number of people going into the hospital has dropped 75% over the last 4 days. We still have hot spots and areas of concern without question. But California, Oregon, and Washington now sending ventilators to other parts of the country and to the National Strategic Stockpile, which indicates those three states, the Pacific states, clearly believe that they are in good shape when it comes to COVID-19. So the peak that is predicted could see over 3,000 deaths in a single day. The most that we've seen in a single day thus far, about 1,350 from what I can figure. The prediction from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics, IHME, it continues to be wrong, but if we'll see how it comes together, it's predicting that that's about 10 days away, and yet the governor of New York says the apex is here now, he thinks. And there, the most they lost in a day was 630, and according to this model, on the big day, they would lose 880. The demand for medical equipment will peak Wednesday, tomorrow, they say, before the death toll apex, with the state running short of almost 12,500 hospital beds, almost 6,000 of them in intensive care units, according to these models. These are all brand-new models. They're wrong. I'm going to tell you right now, the models are wrong again. The IHME models are just not producing. Even when they're a day ahead of time, they're not producing. It is what it is, and that's where we are. And it's important for you to understand that, yes, it's a serious situation. And it's going to be worse for a few more days. But here we talk about what's actually happening with the numbers, not projected numbers, actual numbers. And what's happening now, the CDC is trying to collect every single person that's been sick with COVID and turn them into a person that died from COVID, even though that may not be exactly accurate. In fact, it could be very inaccurate. But in an effort to, and this is what's happening, in an effort to justify what they have done to the economy and everything else, they're going to be looking for every possible patient they can that had COVID and attribute that to dying from, not dying with. And right now, it looks like the numbers are going to be woefully inadequate either way. It looks like the numbers will be woefully inadequate either way. All right? So, and correlation and causation also cannot be confused. Cannot be confused. All right? So we're going to keep an eye on all of this and try to make sure. And when it comes to these ventilators and so forth, look, a lot more available than anybody thought. In fact, let me give you this from the president. Bite number 7, talking about ventilators yesterday. Now, we know that Washington and Oregon are sending hundreds of ventilators to the stockpile, some to New York. They obviously are quite confident as to where they are. The governor of New York, hydroxychloroquine now being embraced. Governor Whitmer of Michigan doing the same. But Bite 7, 9,000 ventilators ready to move to urgent zones. Bite 7 with the president. Go.
And we're ready to do more if they need it, because we're ready to march. The admiral can tell you, we are sitting there with 9,000 ventilators, and we're ready to march when we see that we can move very quickly. As soon as we see that need, we can move very quickly. We're ready to march. We built a great system. The problem is the Democrats, like a guy like Chuck Schumer, is a total lightweight, by the way. I've known him for a long time. He'll say, why don't you put a military man in charge? Military man? I have all military men. This man is doing an incredible job. We have two admirals, numerous generals. We have the Army Corps of Engineers. We have FEMA. We have this whole force that like nobody's ever seen before. We have a great military operation, and they've done an incredible job.
Done an incredible job. Trust me, stay with me here in the No Panic Zone. We're going to get through this together, you and I. No question. Tomorrow on the program, Dr. Jerome Adams will join me. The Surgeon General will be here. We'll talk about his change of heart when it comes to wearing masks. First saying no, and now the government saying yes. Plus turning the corner. What do the numbers really mean? We'll have the Surgeon General here tomorrow on the program. Don't miss that. Dr. Jerome Adams on the Steve Gruber Show. By the way, I want to tell you about one of our great partners here at the Steve Gruber Show and a great opportunity to learn more about the news that really matters, and that's PaycheckTalk.com. PaycheckTalk.com. The market's going up some. How do you get it together and how do you pay attention? Well, if you go to PaycheckTalk.com and subscribe, it's absolutely free for their newsletter. You'll support this program and learn more about how to protect your paycheck going forward. PaycheckTalk.com. And if you're ready to lose weight and feel great, and you're staying home, you've got nothing else to do, My Pure Health Solutions, here to help. You can do it from the privacy of your own home. They'll ship it right to you. And right now, they know times are tight. They'll save 30% right off that deal right now. Go to GruberHealth.com to get started. GruberHealth.com. You can get started with My Pure Health Solutions. They're keeping you healthy right here in the No Panic Zone. GruberHealth.com. Do it right now.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.